Meditation today is in Psalm 139. Please turn there in your New King James Bibles. Psalm 139.
Psalm 139, a Psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You have known my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall down on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them as my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Okay, here this psalm, you see it titled here in the New King James, God's Perfect Knowledge of Man. And there's far more to it than just that, but that's a good opening part of this psalm. It's a long one. I don't have time to go through it in anything close to exhaustive detail, of course. But there's some things I would have us note as we look at this psalm. Remember, this is a psalm of the ancient Israelites. This is an old song. There are some things in there that people say aren't Christian concepts and aren't found in the Old Testament, but here they are. And conversely, there are things in here people say are Old Testament and they don't obtain today. I'd have us to see that this is God's Word and it's eternal. It begins with a short explanation, a small touching of the surface of God's knowledge of man. How God has searched and known man, understands us, our thoughts, what we do before we even do it, what we say before we even say it. Because God is there with us. That you have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. God not only knows us, but he's laid his hands upon us and he holds us front and back. And it says in verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high and I cannot attain it. One thing that mankind always tries to do is understand God as if he were like us, if he were limited creatures, a limited creature. We see here the psalmist saying that he tries to understand and searches what God knows, but it's too high. He cannot truly understand it. The next section is talking about the omnipresence, children, of God, how God is everywhere at the same time. Where can I go to hide from your spirit? Now here we have something to set God apart in these ancient days from the false gods. The scriptures teach that God is everywhere. He's not just the God of the Middle East or Palestine or Jerusalem, not just of certain people, but he's everywhere. There's no place you can go to hide from God, children. There's nothing you can do to keep him from knowing what you're thinking, knowing what you're doing. He's everywhere, and he understands what you're thinking, what you're saying, and there's nowhere you can hide. And how is it that God knows what we're thinking, knows what we're doing, knows what we're saying, and is everywhere that we might go? Well, the next section teaches us that part, because he made us. He formed us. It's by His hands that we are put together. When these verses talk about when You formed my inward parts, You covered me. And that verb there, covered me, means like You would weave something together to put together a fence or a hedge. He put us together and He knows us thoroughly. And in verse 14, I will praise You for it, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows very well. So we need to think, we need to know that God made us, not some random accumulation of genetic errors, but we're formed by the hands of a wonderful God. The next section, 17 through 18, how precious also are Your thoughts to me, O God. Now think about it. If God made us, God redeemed us, God is with us everywhere we go, well then He's there for us as our God, and we should know His thoughts. And as the psalmist says, how precious also are Your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. The thoughts of God are to be known to us and rejoiced in by us and treasured. And if we should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with You. We should meditate upon these thoughts at night. Try as best we can to understand them. Now the next section. If God is that great, He's with us and He loves His people, what about those who are wicked and who hate our God? And this is the section that is not pre-Christian, not non-Christian or anti-Christian. We need to understand that there are truly evil people out there. And as we read the news, who would kill us for who and what we are, for our God. Oh, that You would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, You bloodthirsty men. I want you to see a difference, though, here from what's commonly called the religion of peace. As we say, God has enemies, therefore they should get away from us, and God should deal with them. We don't say, and so we will go forth to kill them. The gospel is not spread by the sword, and we are not called to do that. But we can pray, and we can rely on God to take care of them for us. And then finally, the last two verses, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. We've already said that He's there with us, and He knows us. Here we have the plea of the believer that God would be with us to share our thoughts and our troubles, that we might lay it upon Him. And finally, and see if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. All of these build together, and again, I don't have nearly enough time to develop this, but with a God who knows us, who loves us, who's with us everywhere we go, who judges us, sure, but protects us and leads us and in covenant saves us through Christ. He's there for us as well. And we need to remember that. And the last verse, if there's any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. The plea that God would help deliver us even now from the sin in our hearts and in our lives. It's a long psalm. We're going to sing the last little bit. As we sing this, let's sing it as a prayer. Remember, this is God's word. And sing this to our God. We'll sing Psalm 139C.